This is VOA News. We are remote. I'm Marissa Melton. Key Republican leaders in Washington are siding with President Donald Trump in his uphill legal fight to show that vote counting fraud is widespread enough to overturn the projected presidential election victory of Democrat Joe Biden. On Tuesday at a news conference, Mr. Biden said President Trump's failure to recognize the election results was, quote, an embarrassment. He added he had not yet spoken with Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell, who has yet to acknowledge Biden's win despite a friendly relationship between the two men. Biden said he felt that the Republican Party, with a few exceptions, has been, in his words, mildly intimidated by a sitting president. A handful of current Republican lawmakers and a broader list of former Republican officials are acknowledging Biden's win in last week's national election. But McConnell, along with House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy, said Trump need not concede the election as his campaign files suits alleging voting and vote count irregularities. So far, Trump has lost the first five lawsuits that have been decided, with perhaps a dozen more yet to be considered by judges around the country. Political analysts say that even if Trump is successful in some of the remaining suits, the vote totals that would change in a handful of states would not overturn Biden's victory. Biden's winning effort to become the country's 46th president became apparent on November 7th. When the outcome in the eastern state of Pennsylvania tipped in his favor, giving him more than the 270 votes needed in the Electoral College, which decides the outcome of U.S. presidential elections. You can find more on this and other stories we're covering at our website, voanews.com. We've also got an app that you can download. It's easy to use. And from Washington, D.C.